Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up, call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Excuse me?
Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm not calling to find a testing site. I'm calling to see about a vaccination site. I've had two appointments already at different ones, and they have both canceled out. One of them don't know of date where I can be reserve a time, and the other one has made it 6 weeks later than what I was supposed to get it. And I am in the 65 and up age group.
You said one of them made it 6 weeks later than where you're supposed to get it.
The Elmore County Department of Public Health, I was supposed to have went and got my shot on March the 2nd, got my vaccine on March the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And they've canceled it now and put it up to March 19th. I also have a sister-in-law and a brother who are, she is very, you know, she is high risk.
Mm-hmm.
And she's older than I am, and she can't get an appointment either. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do. I know Montgomery County, I don't know if they've got any down there or not. Elmore County doesn't seem to have any. So what can we do? I mean, what's the deal with this?
Well, for you, I would take that appointment because you're the first person that got the soonest appointment.
Oh, it's scheduled, but I'm just wondering, you know, but everything I've read keeps saying that, you know, they may not, they even had a disclaimer on they may not have the vaccine available.
I mean, they probably keep pushing it back because they don't really know if they're going to have the vaccines, you know, for the rest of this month or something.
Yeah, and my brother's was pushed back too, and he's older than me also, and he was supposed to have had, he has a March, the second week in March, and they pushed his all the way back to the last week in April.
For one, they're all the way booked. The whole state of Alabama is booked in every county right now as we speak.
It seems like some counties are getting more vaccine than others. And they keep saying CVS will get them, but so far CVS doesn't have them.
That's how it was before. So they started giving everybody an equal amount. So once they run out, they run out.
And I've known of, you know, the health department locally, I've known of people that have just walked in and said, can we get it? And they give it to them immediately. A few of them, I've heard of that happening, but others can't even get an appointment.
I don't know. That's what people say, but, I mean, it's a lie. They have to call, and they have to get an appointment to go. You can't just walk in because they're going to turn you around.
Well, I don't know about that because I've got a good friend that actually had her. She went in with a couple of her friends that had an appointment, and they gave her one, too, and she went in. So
that's different.
What they say.
That's different.
She didn't have an appointment.
I mean,
she walked in and got hers.
I don't know. Try to see.
Called in the day before, and they told him to be there the next day to get it. So I don't know why that is.
I mean, I don't know.
But either way, so do you have any idea when Johnson & Johnson will have theirs out?
I don't know. I just pre-register people, so I don't have none of that information.
Okay. Is there? So you can you check on an appointment also to see if it's still there or something or?
No, all the information disappears.
Okay, now, going back to my sister and my sister-in-law, can they call you and get an appointment, or they have to go some other route to get it?
They call this other number. I need you to write it down. Let me know you're ready.
Okay, let me get a pen. Okay, hold on just a second. Yeah, it's just been kind of strange. And then I get on the Main Street Urgent Care Clinic, and they say you can register on there, but there again, when you get so far, they turn it stops and you can't go any further. So I don't know if they're not getting any more over the Main Street Clinic in Millbrook or what the deal is with that. Because it seemed that they got them before anybody did. It's kind of confusing because my doctor is not getting them. My doctor. Okay, what number is that?
855.
Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333. That's the registration line.
5333.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they said on the news this morning that the other variants are going to be coming in, and the 65 and up group are really at risk, and that yet we can't get a vaccine. So I don't know, because I've known, you know, I've got my sister or myself, my sister, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and all of us are in that group, and none of us can seem to get a vaccine. So I don't know. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate your time, though.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, another question. Will they have any more drive-through clinics in Montgomery?
Not that I know of. They said the last one was on the 17th. I mean,
yeah.
Not the 17th. Wait, yes it is. Well, I don't know. I think it was the 9th through the 17th, something like that. Or the 9th through the
12th. And the Walmart, Walmart in Montgomery, and do you have to register through the health department to get one in a Walmart in Montgomery?
No, I think you have to go up there to Walmart, because even the pharmacy won't let you register either when you call up there. So you
probably have to I called one of the Walmarts and it said you had to register through the health department. I thought it said.
Oh, well, I don't know. They ain't tell us none of that. So, and we don't even have that option to register for Walmart. So I don't know.
Okay. It's just confusing. I mean, it's just confusing everywhere around. Okay, then. Well, I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.